BBC News, I'm John Shea. A police officer has told a court in South Africa that shots, a woman's screams and then more shots were heard at the home of the Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius on the night that his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp was killed. Andrew Harding was at the Pretoria court.
Questioned by the prosecution, Hilton Botha made it clear he believed the athlete was guilty of murder. He spoke of two neighbours who'd reported hearing loud arguments from the house before the shooting. The detective said he had evidence of offshore bank accounts and feared Mr. Pistorius might try to flee the country if granted bail. In the dock, Oscar Pistorius cried occasionally. Then his lawyer cross-examined Detective Botha. It was a withering offensive. The detective admitted to gasps from the court that one neighbour who'd heard shouting lived 600 metres away and could not identify the voices. The detective was accused of twisting the evidence to suit the prosecution.
The bail hearing was adjourned until Thursday. A former United States Congressman, Jesse Jackson Jr., has pleaded guilty in court to misusing about $750,000 of campaign funds. A tearful Mr. Jackson, the son of the civil rights leader, told the judge that he had misled the American people. Prosecutors say he spent the money on expensive personal items and celebrity memorabilia. The American Secretary of State, John Kerry, in his first major speech since taking up the post, has argued strongly in favour of maintaining US foreign policy spending. Mr. Kerry said deploying diplomats today was far cheaper than deploying troops tomorrow. Kim Guttas reports from Washington.
In his speech in Virginia, he said the US did not have the luxury to look inward in the 21st century. He added that foreign assistance was not charity, but an investment in a strong America and a free world, and it encouraged others to work with the U.S. on common goals. Mr. Kerry addressed a common misconception in the U.S. Polls have found that most Americans believe 25% of the national budget goes to foreign policy, when in fact it's just over 1%.
The outgoing American Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, has warned that hundreds of thousands of civilian employees of the Pentagon will have to take unpaid leave if Congress fails to break the deadlock over deficit reduction by the end of the month. Automatic government spending cuts will be implemented on March the 1st if there's no agreement, including a $50 billion reduction in the Pentagon's budget. Kenya's Chief Justice says he's been the victim of harassment and intimidation in the run-up to presidential and parliamentary elections next month. Willy Mutunga said he'd received a threatening letter from an outlawed group known as the Mungiki. The letter is believed to warn Kenya's judges that they would be fed to wild animals if they barred one of the leading presidential candidates, Uhuru Kenyatta, from standing in the election. World News from the BBC. Police in Nigeria have arrested three people on suspicion of planning attacks against senior Nigerians as well as US and Israeli targets in Lagos. A spokeswoman for the State Security Service said one of those detained was a Nigerian who'd received weapons training in Iran. It's not clear how far advanced the alleged plans were. A senior prosecutor in Ukraine says his office has evidence that the former president, Leonid Kuchma, was involved in the killing of a prominent investigative journalist. The prosecutor, Renat Kuzmin, said an inquiry was continuing into who ordered the murder of Gheorghe Gongadze 12 years ago. A former police general was sentenced to life imprisonment last month for the crime. Mr. Kuchma has denied any involvement. The disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong has said he will not agree to being interviewed under oath by officials from the US Anti-Doping Agency, which wants him to reveal all he knows about drug-taking in the cycling world. Alistair Neathhead reports from Los Angeles.
Lance Armstrong has spent 2 months deciding whether to take part in the US Anti-Doping Agency's investigation into cheating in cycling. He was told that telling the agency everything he knew under oath would be the only way of reducing his lifetime ban from sport. But his lawyer said the disgraced star would not cooperate with the US agency, saying its prosecutions will only demonize selected individuals. He has offered to answer every question at an international tribunal into pro cycling, if one is established.
The pressure group Human Rights Watch says Mexico has failed to investigate properly human rights abuses committed by the country's security forces in the 6 years that the former president Felipe Calderón was in power. The group has documented hundreds of disappearances and accuses the security forces of participating, either directly or indirectly, in more than half of the cases during Mr. Calderón's war on drugs. BBC News.